Welcome to the Gum Guru Podcast. I'm Jason Kong here with Dr. Macon Singletary, and this episode is called Battling Oral Villains, Unveiling the Secrets of Bacteria for a Healthy Smile. And Dr. Singletary, this is a lot of what you do, identifying and battling bacteria. You're not a ghostbuster, you're a bacteria buster.
Oh, yeah. It's probably the most important part of understanding the nature of the beast and what I do. And you'll be surprised when people come in, and I'll ask them, how many times a day do you brush your teeth? And they say, once. And I go, okay, you're being referred to a periodontist. What do you think causes gum disease? And I one word. And sometimes they'll say, not brushing. I say, okay, one word. And so, but once I tell them this, it really is many layers there. The ability to determine, you know, how susceptible one is, I have to blend three things. You know, I blend the radiographic analysis, my oral exam, which is detailed. It's the way the teeth fit together. It's the way the gum tissue around the teeth. But also what's happening with the systemic aspect of it, the immune system and medication they take and how they respond. But the bacteria that we're dealing with, when I was a resident, and I also was in microbiology before dental school, we call it the bug of the month, because the bacteria that's in our mouths, and just generally, you talk about COVID virus, it mutates, it does something different. There are over 700 species of bacteria that we found in the mouth. And anaerobic bacteria, aerobic bacteria is a little bit less aggressive, but the ones that don't like oxygen, the anaerobic ones, they can do strange things and they can mutate. And so we never know exactly, even though we can identify them by doing DNA analysis, which is a way to determine the villain that's in there. And we've earmarked 11 of them.
Okay, well, let's go into those 11 and what's involved with identifying them, and what, once you've identified them, what happens from there?
Okay, so an individual comes in, I do an exam, we do a microscopic analysis, and you can have an aggressive-looking bacterial flora under the microscope, and I can look at it and I can tell the shapes of the bacteria and the motility. If the more motile the bacteria, the more pathogenic, and the more your body respond, and more they can do things to the patient as well. Spirochetes, you know, but of these 11 species, and I'm not going to name the names of them because it's significant. Nobody will remember them, although Treponema is a spirochetal organism they found in the brain producing amyloid, dementia. So in order to determine if somebody has this as an issue, the thing that I can do is a DNA analysis, and it's a paper point analysis. It's not going into an agar plate and growing it out. It's the bacteria that don't like oxygen. As soon as they hit air, they die. So we've earmarked 11 of these bacteria, and they can do things like affect your sugar level, you know, affects your joints, Prophylomonas gingivalis, you know, the rheumatoid arthritis, and your cardiovascular system. And so this ability for us to determine right off the bat through the screening, I can do things initially, you know, reach in my golf bag of treatment options or pull out the appropriate club. I can put a person on antibiotic. They do antibiotic sensitivity testing, and of these 11 species of bacteria, we can pick one, or they may recommend an antibiotic to eliminate it. I may try to do some other things first and then do another DNA analysis to see if that bacteria is there.
Yeah, and that's so helpful because, as you said, that when it comes to this bacteria, it's systemic. You know, it's not just something that's going to cause bad breath or maybe some buildup on your teeth. Like, there are some serious health complications involved if this bacteria is running rampant in your mouth and throughout your body.
Yes, and, you know, Jason, individuals shouldn't feel, you know, like they're being looked down upon because they're going to a periodontist, or somebody says, you have gum disease. I mean, everybody has bacteria in their mouth. Everybody has a reaction to it. It's the number one health problem in the world. It's the number one cause of tooth loss in adults. And this factor of the bacteria being able to get into the bloodstream, if you have a normal set of teeth, 28 teeth, not counting your wisdom teeth, the surface area exposure to your cardiovascular system is the size of your hand. And so if you do have, you know, bleeding, you know, or bad breath, needs to be looked at, needs to be checked out. And it's not just, oh, you got to brush twice a day. It's more than that. I mean, even if an individual doesn't respond, there are two things in my pyramid of susceptibility, that you inherit. You inherit the makeup of the saliva. That's your immune system, and you have inherit your immune system. So the salivary content, you can starve yourself, and it's going to grow. And then how you react or don't react. Some people don't react to this aggressive bacteria, but it's still there.
Gotcha. And for these 11 different villains, are there 11 different weapons that you use to combat them, or how does that work?
Yeah, good question. The ability to earmark a certain antibiotic is one way. Going through initial treatment, which is a non-surgical in nature, root planing with anesthetic, anything that we do to manipulate the plaque, the organization, the bacteria are pretty smart. They produce a proteinaceous matrix called a biofilm, and it protects them from our immune system. Eventually, the neutrophils penetrate it. Well, the more we manipulate that bacteria, the less opportunity they have to grow, and for the ones that don't lack oxygen to begin to grow. There's a normal flora of bacteria, normal growth, and the ones that lack oxygen grow first. And the immune system doesn't react to them as much. They can produce an acid and cause decay. But it's real simple. That's why people say you can brush the gums away, tell them to brush four times a day. It's a habit change, but in reality, if one can, when they wake up, brush, noontime, dinnertime, bedtime, but before they go to bed, take the time and do it well and floss, that's really the first line of defense and the most inexpensive way to treat gum disease or just the bacteria that's growing in your mouth and to keep it down so that the ones that don't grow. But then the next level is if they don't respond or if they're susceptible, we can do antibiotic therapy. We can do laser therapy. Again, unlike my general dentist friends that do crowns and fillings, they're done. Once the filling's done, you're done, pretty much. Once your crown's done, you're done. But the bacteria continually grows in medication that we take, the food that we eat, all affect what's growing in our mouth. And so, to be able to, one, just simply remove it physically, that's the most simple thing to do. And yep. It's cheap.
This may be a dumb question, but as a patient, can you tell once that bacteria has been removed, is there like a physical difference that you feel at all in your mouth or in your body?
Everybody will say, yes, it feels different. I mean, it's like they come in, it's like night and day. And sometimes the bad breath goes away. Bad breath, as I've mentioned before, is three areas, the oral cavity, sinus, and stomach. And so it may not be that they have a periodontal problem, there could be stomach issues. And again, could be a bacterial problem there too. And that's where the physician can come on board. And sometimes I'll recommend that they check with the physician, to check that out. If I can't resolve that chief complaint of bad breath, you need to get this evaluated.
Yeah. And from the evaluation to treatment, what does the typical timeline look like? Or is there a typical timeline, I guess, is a better question. Yeah.
I had a person in yesterday, and I said, there are four kinds of patients, good teeth, good gums, rarely see them, maybe for grafts or implants. Soft teeth, good gums, same thing. Bad gums, good teeth, and bad gums, bad teeth, that's your bless your heart group, if you remember. I'll tell the bad gums people, I said, life is beginning with us. It's an ongoing issue. You can't just come in and think, I'm having this treatment done and I'm done. To help an individual understand that once they're on board at home and once they're on board with a good maintenance program, what I do will improve. But again, that's where looking at the medical history, looking at the radiographs, how old is the person, medication they're taking, it all goes into the computer coming out, this person is susceptible, they need more frequent cleanings, regular cleanings. They need to be really consistent with doing their thing at home. It's easier to tell somebody to brush four times a day, tell them to stop smoking. Nicotine's an addiction. But tell somebody it's just a habit change.
Yeah, it is a habit change, and it's good to know that a lot of this really is in our own hands. in terms of the maintenance afterwards and some preventative measures beforehand. If we just create that habit of brushing four times a day, that really sets us up for success, and we can avoid some of these more scary outcomes when this bacteria is involved. You know, we've alluded to some of what can happen if this bacteria runs rampant, but if you could quickly go over some items that worry you when this bacteria is not treated.
Yeah, so in COVID, during COVID, now we're out of COVID, this is not as much of a problem, but if somebody has an abscess, I don't know if you remember that recently in the newspaper, there was a football player that had an abscess tooth and died from a brain abscess. Yes, I mean, you just don't sit on that. I mean, it may hurt initially and then stop hurting, but it can, it's significant. You just don't want to think that it's going to go away. You should get it treated. And, you know, to be able to determine what specific bacteria is there, you know, we do the DNA analysis and we can get an answer within a week. And then at that point, treat it and then do another DNA analysis and see if it's gone away. Those bacteria can do things besides, you know, affect, you know, cause dementia, affect the brain if it's an acute infection. People with implants, you know, they think the implants are the greatest thing since sliced bread. Pretty much, but they can fail. And so when you get inflammation around an implant, it causes the pH to go down, and that's titanium oxide. The body doesn't like that, and it will try to get rid of the implant. So being able to understand that, you know, there is a specific bacteria that we've noticed around implants, Fusobacterium nucleatum, in case anybody was wondering. That's a $5 word there. But they found it consistently around implants, and in the DNA analysis, it'll tell us what to do, you know, what kind of therapy to do for that.
As a patient, that's so comforting to know that you can get such detailed analysis and that leads to detailed treatment, which, again, leads to the best outcome for the patient. Well, it's time for our action step for today. What's something that we can walk away from after listening to this episode to be aware of these evil villains?
Well, you know, if you are, you know, have bleeding, or if you do have bad breath, you know, get that checked out. It's not a, you know, somebody shouldn't feel everybody may have bad breath for certain reasons, but don't feel, you know, that somebody's looking down on you for that. Just go get it checked out. In our office, when you come in, we'll do a bacterial analysis. And if I see something that looks really out of hand, I'll do a DNA analysis at that time as well. And so it's good to have that knowledge, but don't sit on it. You know, get somebody to look at it. Get evaluated by your dentist and see what they say.
That's great advice. The consequences of ignoring it just aren't really worth it. So do yourself a favor, and if any of those symptoms are ringing a bell for you, go ahead and schedule that appointment to get evaluated. That will do it for us today. On behalf of Dr. Macon Singletary, I'm Jason Kong, and you've been listening to The Gum Guru.
If you would like to know more about ways to make sure your smile is healthy or more information on any of the treatments in today's discussion, check out their website at northraleighperio.com. If you have other questions you'd like to have answered on the Gum Guru podcast, send them to contact@northraleighperio.com.